Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers, Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we are once again present in the company of Madani channel, in the company of Dawat-e-Islami, in the company where we share the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great platform to do that. If we want to enhance our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is the platform to join. This is the channel to watch. This is the area which we need to focus on. Inshallah, it will help not just improve ourselves, but everyone affiliated with us. And they will all see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreading across through the barakah of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah, to ourselves, to our homes, to our families, and inshallah, to the entire world. So today, inshallah, Azzawajal will ponder over another reality of our life, which will help us stay on this path to righteousness. If we think about it, if we ponder over it, then inshallah, this will give us the tool to, this will equip us to train ourselves, to improve ourselves, inshallah. But as always, before commencing with the topic, we'll share the virtues of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith from Jam'ul Jawami, hadith number 22,352. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati, kanat shafa'atun lahu indi yawm al-qiyamah." I shall intercede for whoever recites Salat upon me on Friday. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, Friday is a great day. It's an auspicious day. It's the day of Eid. It's the day of Rahmah. It's the day of In'am. It's the day of gift. It's the day of present. It's the day of acceptance. It's a day which has so many honors associated with that. And inshallah, if we decorate our Friday by reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we'll become the candidates of Shafa'ah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Shafa'at-e-Kubra of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal will learn of the today's topic from Sayyidina Ahnaf bin Qais, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great friend. And he narrates that he once came to Madinatul Munawwara to meet with the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. When he arrived, he saw people sitting around Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala as he delivered a lesson. And he was explaining how the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he came to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the Abu al-Bashar, the first prophet to be revealed on the earth, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and when he was nearing his final moments. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we all have to go. We all have to face the ultimate reality, the harsh reality of death. We all have to meet the angel of death, alayhi salatu wassalam. And today we are hearing about him directly from his meeting of Sayyidina Adam al-Anabijina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. That's for Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala is sharing, and Sayyidina Ahnaf bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala is sharing with us. So Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala, he explains that at that time, when Sayyidina Adam al-Anabiyyina alayhi salatu was salam was breathing his final moments, he was saying, "Ya Allah, Shaitan is my enemy. You have granted him respite until the day of judgment. He will laugh when he sees me experience death." Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared, "O Adam, you will go to heaven whilst your enemy Shaitan will stay in this world for a specific time. When his respite ends, he will experience the pain of death equal to all those who came before and after combined. Sayyidina Adam, Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, then turned to the angel of death, alayhi salam, and he said, "Tell me, how will Shaitan die?" When the angel of death described how this will happen, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah, "Rabbi hasbi, hasbi. Oh my Lord, this is enough for me. I'm content with this." After saying this, Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala, he went silent. A sense of dread and fear began to set in amongst the attendees. One of them said, "Oh Ka'b al-Ahbar, may Allah have mercy upon you. Tell us, how will Shaitan finally die?" Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu initially declined to comment, but then said, "When the world nears its end and the horn is about to be blown, people will be in the markets. Some will be conversing, some arguing with one another, and some buying items. Suddenly the sound of an immense explosion will ring out. Half the people will hear this and remain unconscious for 3 days, whilst the other half will lose their sanity. During this, a sound heavy like thunder shall echo between the earth and the skies. The world will end with this. Shaitan has been given respite until this point. Allah will then command the angel of death, 'I have created helpers for you, equal to all the former and the latter. I placed within you the strength of all those of the earth and the heavens. Today, you will be dressed in an attire of wrath. Go to Shaitan with my wrath and make him taste death. Make that rejected one experience the pain of death which all jinn and mankind have experienced combined. In fact, multiplied many times over. The keeper of hell will then be ordered to open the doors of hell. The angel of death will then go to Shaitan with a terrifying appearance. If the inhabitants of the earth and sky saw this form, they would melt like ice. He will then scold Shaitan in such a thunderingly fearsome way that if those living in the east and west heard this, they would lose their minds. Shaitan will run when this happens, and the angel of death will declare, 'O evil one, stop! Today you will feel pain equal to the pain of everyone who you misguided and led to hell. You have lived long, misled many, and led many to hell. All of them are waiting for you there. Your time is over. Now run. How far can you run?'" Shaitan the accursed will have nowhere to run. Appearing as though he is insane, he will flee to the east, to the west, and even into the oceans. But wherever he goes, he will find the angel of death in front of him. Running here and there in this state, he will arrive at the shrine of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, where he will say, "O Adam, I became accursed because of you. If only you weren't born." Allahu Akbar. Even in this state, Shaitan will blame others for his own sin. He will continue running away until he comes to the place he first came to on earth after being banished. There the earth will be burning like fire. The angels appointed upon the people of the hellfire shall then surround him, and they will shackle Shaitan with chains with spikes upon them. Shaitan will then suffer the agonies of death for as long as Allah wills. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Lady Hawa radiallahu anha will then be raised, and it will be said to them, "O Adam, O Hawa, this is your enemy. Observe the punishment being inflicted upon him." When they see that accursed individual suffering the pains of death and convulsing, they will say, "Rabbana qad atmamta alayna ni'mah." "O our Lord, by punishing our enemy in this way, you have completed your favor upon us." In the end, after great agony, Shaitan will finally die. So my dear viewers, Madani Channel, look at the humiliation Shaitan will face. Think about the unimaginable punishment he will suffer. And this is just what will happen when he's dying. Nobody can imagine the punishment he will suffer on the day of judgment in hellfire. And you know why he'll be punished? As we are aware of what will lead him to this horrific end. This is because he disrespected Sayyidina Adam ala Nabijina alayhi salatu wassalam, a prophet of Allah. He showed arrogance to a prophet. He rejected the command of Allah and followed his own desires over divine command. This is why he became accursed and rejected. May Allah protect us from falling into arrogance. May Allah allow us to always show the highest levels of respect for the prophets, saints, and pious people. Ameen bijahi khatam in nabijin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard about the end of shaitan. So that shaitan who is forcing us, who is making way for us to commit sins, that shaitan is going to face such agonizing death. That shaitan, the accursed, is going to face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, at the way of shaitan, at the way shaitan is trying to push us, is trying to attract us towards sins, and then we follow the path of shaitan. But what we fail to remember is that it is this shaitan who will be punished with such agonizing death, and the punishment he will face in the hereafter is unimaginable, it's unfathomable. And still we follow the footsteps of shaitan. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how serious consequences it carries. And still we follow the way of shaitan. And then we also learnt about Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wassalam, one of the four malaikai muqarrabeen, one of the four, the honorable angels, alayhi salam. And that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wassalam, who holds a high rank and is loved by Allah, his name is Israel, which means he who obeys Allah. He is appointed to take souls and does not slack in this matter in the slightest. When someone reaches their final moment, he takes their souls without a second's delay. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announces in the Quran, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Say, the angel of death who has been appointed over you takes your souls, then you will be returned to your Lord. The Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, Israel is so huge that his head is in the heavens and his feet are on earth. He has a host of helper angels. Allah knows best their number. Narrations explain how the other angels are in awe of him, such that when the angels carrying the arsh see him, they become filled with fear. The angel of death has a very long life. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala says he will be the final one to pass away after all of creation in the heavens and the earth die. Even after Jibreel, Mikael, and the angels carrying the arsh, Allah will declare, Ya Malak al-Mawti Mut, O angel of death, you too now die. The angel of death will then let out a powerful scream and pass away. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah has blessed the angel of death with great ability. So would we still not take heed? Would we still not prepare for that meeting with Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wassalam? Would we still not prepare for our death, which is to come and will take us from the perfumed bed of ours all the way down 2 meters below the earth? That angel of death, alayhi salatu wassalam, who is the destroyer of all amenities, who is the destroyer of all resources, which we used to boast of, which we used to be arrogant about, all of that. And suddenly in a moment, we will be moved from this world, this bed of roses, all the way to the bed of dust. We'll be moved from the company of our friends and relatives to the solitude of our grave. We'll be moved from our beautiful decorated room to that place which has no decoration, which has no perfume. And it is just us and our amal, our deeds which have accompanied us. Would we still not prepare for that day? Would we still not make an effort to improve ourselves, to meet Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wassalam in a state that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is happy with us? And if we don't, then we need to A narration explains how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death. He says, O angel of death, if an epidemic has spread across the earth with people dying in quick succession, and one person is dying in the east, another in the west, at the very same moment, what do you do in that situation? The angel of death replied, by the command of Allah, I summon souls and they come between two fingers of mine. On another occasion, Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam asked, do you take the soul of every living thing? Yes, replied the angel. Yet you are with me this very second, Ya'qub alayhi salam declared, whilst people are spread all across the entire globe. The angel explained, Allah has placed the world under my authority. It is before me, just as a tray is before you, from which you take whatever you wish. Similarly, I take souls from across the world in this way from wherever I wish. Allah, Allah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we learn from this that the angel of death, alayhi salam, he always sees the entire world in front of him regardless of where he is. If angels can have this strength, then who can then imagine the strength and rank possessed by the master of angels, the beloved of Allah, our beloved and final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, look at even the prophets alayhi salatu wa salam, this conversation with Sayyidina Israel salatu wa salam is hair-raising. It is, if you were to contemplate, then this is enough for anyone to cast away the spell of shaitan, to cut these curtains of heedlessness which have enveloped our hearts. This would be enough for us to turn from the ways of dunya towards the ways of the hereafter. This would turn us from the way of decline to the way of improvement, to the way of reforming ourselves. If we were to truly think about our meeting with the angel of death, alayhi salatu wasalam, the proof of Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam journeyed through the heavens on the night of Mi'raj, on the night of ascension, he saw an angel sitting on the fourth heaven. The angel had a large tablet placed in front of him, and nearby was a large tree whose branches were spread from the east to the west. The angel was looking at this tree very carefully. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, who is this angel? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam replied, he is the one who ends joy, separates friends from one another, renders women widows, makes children into orphans, turns luxurious places into empty places, and fills the graveyards. This is the angel of death, Israel. Jibreel alayhi salam then said to the angel of death, O Israel, here is the master of the preceding and the succeeding generations, Allah's beloved, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hearing this, the angel of death alayhi salam stood up, presented salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the honor of embracing the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even kissed the blessed forehead of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of love. He then requested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit near him. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel of death said, what would you like me to do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is this tablet before you? The angel said, Allah has entrusted to me the souls of all the creation. This board contains details regarding all of them, and I use this to keep account of them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, what is this large tree? The angel said, the leaves of this tree are equal to the number of creation. There is no human except he has his name inscribed on one of them. When he falls ill, the leaf with his name upon it turns yellow, and I learn they are ill. The angel of death then showed a bowl and said, when a leaf turns yellow, I take water from this bowl and sprinkle it upon this leaf. If it returns to its original color, I learn the person will recover from this illness. And when it does not return to its original color, rather it turns black, I understand they will soon die. I continue to observe the leaf. When it falls off the tree, this means the time of death for that person has arrived. If he is pious, I go to him in a good appearance, and I take their soul and place it in comfort and fragrance. And if he is sinful, then I appear in a frightening form. When he sees me, he screams out, O angel of death, my sins have increased. My book of deeds is replete with sins. My final time has arrived. Give me some time to respite, so I may shed tears before Allah. Give me some time, so that I may repent. In reply, I say, impossible. This is completely impossible. And I then take away his soul. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, would we still not pay heed? Would we still not see, look at the arrangements Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made. Every word which we have just listened to, this is reminding us of our moment to depart from this world. There is a tablet to keep account. There is a tree with every leaf for every person. That leaf turns yellow, tells that this person is ill. Look at even in illness, there is a hidden message. We don't know whether that leaf is going to return to its original color or turn black. And then if it turns black, that's the point of no return. And if that leaf is to fall off that tree, that's the moment to go from this world. For every single word of this, it is carrying a lesson for us. It's an admonition for us. It's a reminder for us. It is a stark reminder that we are soon to depart from this world. If we still don't use this to improve ourselves, to get ourselves better, to prepare ourselves for the hereafter, for that moment to leave this world, then when would we learn? We know that our time of death is appointed. We know that the angel of death, alayhi salam, is always fully focused upon us. We know that Sayyidina Israel, alayhi salatu wasalam, is looking at all of us as if we look at a tray. We know that when time to come approaches, we won't even get a second's respite, and our soul is taken immediately. We know death is a reality, but we still choose to ignore it. We spend our time heedlessly. We remember, whether we remember death or not, we perform good deeds or not, we prepare for the hereafter or not, death will come regardless. Neither has the angel of death given anyone extra time before, nor will he give it to us. He who remembers death while still alive and prepares for it, he is the one on the journey to improvement. He is the one who is making amends. He is the one who is doing something to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a state that he is pleased. He is the one who is truly intelligent. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsan wa amala. He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in virtue. Allahu Akbar. Regarding one mean of the sacred verse, the scholars of Islam explain how Allah created life and death as a test. The test centers around who remembers death and prepares for it properly. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, that's the reality of life. The reality of life is death. The protector of life is death. The terminator of life is death. The destiny of life is death. Our ultimate destination is death. When we know it all, when we know the power of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, then how could we not pay heed to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would we not listen to the glorious Quran? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding us. He says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجِعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fear the day in which you will be returned to Allah. Allahu Akbar. According to one opinion, this verse describes how Allah is telling the believers to fear the day they shall leave the world and begin the journey of the hereafter. On that day, the angel of death will arrive. He will remove our soul from our body. An announcement will be made in the masjid. So and so and passed away, we will be given ablution, shrouded, eventually lowered into the dark grave. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the angel of death has been given the task of taking souls and does not fall short of this at all. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, the angel of death comes to every home 5 times a day. And according to one narration, 7 times. He looks to see if there is anyone regarding whom it has been commanded to remove his soul. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sabit Bolani rahmatullahi ta'ala said, out of the 24 hours in a day, there is not an hour in which the angel of death does not stand over the head of every living thing. If the command has been given, he removes their soul, otherwise he returns. Allah, but it's time for us to stop and think. We spend our time in negligence, in sins, in useless activities, whilst we're pursued by the destroyer of pleasures, the angel of death. We don't pay attention to death and become content with the temporary life of this world, whereas death always hangs over our heads. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala explains, the angel of death comes to every home 3 times a day. If anybody living inside has reached their final moments, he takes their soul and the residents to begin to cry. The angel then stands at the door and announces, O people, I have done no wrong to you. I was ordered by Allah. Neither did I take your sustenance or reduce your lifespan, nor did I take a soul before its time. I will indeed come back to you again, again, and again, until none of you are left. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, every departing soul leaves a message for us. With the way of the angel of death, alayhi salam, reminds us, so my dear viewers, Madani channel, when would we change? When would we convert? When would we turn ourselves to the path to righteousness? When would we adopt the ways of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When would we do something to improve ourselves, to reform ourselves? If we don't do it now, it could be too late. So we need to do something now, here and now. Now is the time to do it. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat Islami is giving us an opportunity to do so. Dawat Islami is reminding us to do so. Dawat Islami gives us the platform through which we can remember our death. Why don't we join our majlis of tajheez o takfeen, our majlis of shrouding and burial? Why don't we join them once? See how it is done properly and also use that as a reminder of how we are going to be exactly in the same position where someone else will be doing it to us. So why do you use Madani channel? If we think about it that way, then inshallah, that will become the source of our guidance. That will become the source of our change. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do so. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement. Transform the self. Let virtue shine. Transform the self. Let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.